Ladies and gentlemen, it would seem as if Canada's progressive leadership have found themselves in a bit of a rough spot as a consequence of the incompetent way in which they decided to handle President Trump's tariffs. You see, as of yesterday afternoon, President Trump officially called for a temporary 90-day pause on any new tariffs being applied to the foreign countries that actually made an attempt to negotiate or even offer concessions to the United States. Now, as you can see, that is not what Canada decided to do. No, Canada decided to throw in with China and actually impose their own retaliatory tariffs against the United States of America. That, folks, was not a good idea. Because now, during this 90-day tariff ceasefire, all of the countries that made an effort to work things out with us here in the United States now only have to deal with a 10% tariff. However, because China and Canada decided to retaliate against the United States, China is now stuck with a 125% tariff, while Canada is now stuck with a 25% tariff. Folks, before all of this started, President Trump was very clear about what was going to happen. If you retaliate to our reciprocal tariffs, things will get very bad for you. However, if you don't, then we can work out a deal. Very simple. Now, President Trump actually made a long post about all of this yesterday evening. Take a look. Based on the lack of respect that China has shown the world markets, I am hereby raising the tariff charged to China by the United States of America to 125%, effective immediately. At some point, hopefully in the near future, China will realize that the days of ripping off the USA and other countries is no longer sustainable or acceptable. Conversely, and based on the fact that more than 75 countries have called representatives of the United States, including the Departments of Commerce, Treasury, and the USTR, to negotiate a solution to the subjects being discussed relative to trade, trade barriers, tariffs, currency manipulation, and non-monetary tariffs, and that these countries have not, at my strong suggestion, retaliated in any way, shape, or form against the United States, I have authorized a 90-day pause and substantially lowered reciprocal tariffs during this period of 10%, also effective immediately. Thank you for your attention to this matter. So folks, there you have it. It's exactly like President Trump said before all of this even happened. All of these countries only had to do two things. Stop ripping off the American economy and don't retaliate to the reciprocal tariffs. And astoundingly, pretty much every country on the planet was actually able to follow those two very basic directions, other than China and Canada. And also, folks, let's not forget, the only reason President Trump even wanted to impose tariffs on Canada in the first place was to get them to help us secure our northern border. In fact, he made the very same deal to Mexico, and they actually agreed to help us out. So given that's the case, once again, it really is just absolutely astounding that Canada has chosen to go down this path alongside China of all countries. Now folks, we have a lot more to talk about today, but first I want to say real quick that if you guys enjoy the daily news coverage, please consider subscribing to the channel because it really does help a ton. But okay, now folks, check this out. What if I told you that this entire situation was actually all part of President Trump's master plan? Take a look.
And all this was, again, this was driven by the president's strategy. He and I had a long talk on Sunday, and this was his strategy all along. And that, you know, you might even say that he goaded China into a bad position. They responded. They have shown themselves to the world to be the bad actors. And we are willing to cooperate with our allies and with our trading partners who did not retaliate. It wasn't a hard message. Don't retaliate. Things will turn out well.
So you hear that, folks? President Trump pretty much set a trap for China to expose them for being the bad faith economic actors that they truly are, and much to no one's surprise, they took the bait, hook, line, and sinker. And you know what, folks? Let's do a little bit of a recap here. As things currently stand, right now the United States has a flat 10% tariff on almost every country on the planet, generating over $2 billion per day. That's almost $1 trillion per year. And all of these countries are currently begging to negotiate with the United States offering to drop all of their tariffs on United States products. Also, as a consequence of President Trump's tariffs, the United States has secured over $7 trillion worth of domestic manufacturing investments from various manufacturers. Ultimately, this will create hundreds of thousands of jobs for Americans and reduce our reliance on foreign adversarial manufacturers. Speaking of which, China, the world's primary economic offender, is now stuck with a 125% tariff on all of their exports going to their single largest trading partner, that's us, the United States of America. And so they also are currently begging to make a deal after initially trying to go tariff for tariff. On top of that, the Dow Jones just saw its largest single-day gain in all of recorded history, completely recovering from all of the tariff turbulence and then some. And to top all of that off, March's U.S. jobs report has confirmed that President Trump's economic policies have produced about 50% more U.S. jobs than expected, with inflation rates continuing to plummet while U.S. wages have continued to go up. And then, sort of embarrassingly so, Canada's progressive leadership pretty much directly walked Canada right into the very same trap that President Trump had set for China when that wasn't even a part of President Trump's plan. Really, Canada's progressive leadership is just completely and thoroughly incompetent. That's the truth. But okay, so what's the real lesson here? What's the takeaway? President Trump and his cabinet members are more intelligent than all of the left-wing media's talking heads combined, as well as all of the leaders of all of these other countries around the globe. Trump is running circles around them. And so, folks, here's the truth. As things currently stand, we are all witnessing the America First agenda unfold at light speed pace. Because of how President Trump has handled this entire tariff situation, the United States economy is pretty much looking better than ever. And you know what? Here's the best part about all of it. All of this economic growth is real and genuine, unlike Joe Biden's economy, which was just propped up by federal spending and the creation of tens of thousands of completely unnecessary bureaucratic jobs in the federal government. Here's the truth. President Trump has only been back in office for 3 months, and already he's getting this country back on track. And hey, I don't know about you guys, but me personally, that is exactly what I voted for. Now everyone, before we wrap up with today's video, I want to say real quick that I've actually gone ahead and made a community Facebook page where I'll be posting additional news and updates as it relates to all of this stuff. So hey, if you guys use Facebook, check out the pinned comment down below and give that page a follow.